Hey, this is Hulkman, DM for Out of the Abyss, a new series coming to the Storyteller Tales channel. Thank you for checking out the game, and hope you enjoy.
Howdy, my name is Bramble. I'll be playing Champra Kissy Kissy, a Ghostwise Halfling Ranger. Champra is quite the unique character, a bit odd, but full of courage.
Hey, it's Brim. I'll be playing Merlette Ambereye, a Halfling Rogue with a fascination for magic tricks.
Hey everyone, this is Matt. I'll be playing the part of Khazad Doerden, a Drow Oathbreaker Paladin who's trying to get out of the Underdark and start a new life.
Hey everyone, I'm Mithril, and I'll be playing Ruin, the half-drow ranger who receives visions of coming doom.
Hey, my name is Amir. I'll be playing Tequil Murshi, a fairy bard, a common out to sell you your own secrets.
Hello, I'm Pat, also known as Story Weaver, and I'm playing Ivan von Kretsch, a drow whose blessing has been spun into a curse.
Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. I'm Morpski, and I'll be playing the adorable red kobold artificer, Fluffle. Want to know more? You'll just have to tune in.
Alrighty, so last time we were in the middle of a combat session when I rolled a nat 20 and Champra went down. That was the last thing to happen. Champra, it is currently your turn. Yeah. So I need you to make a death saving throw, please.
Bless works on death saves.
It does.
Yeah. D6, right?
That's D4. A D4.
Bless or the death roll?
Oh, the death saving throw was a D20.
Yeah.
Got it. Sorry.
No, no biggie.
That's
plus one.
That's two death. That's two death fails. Yeah. Oh shit.
No.
Can I use my DM token that you gave me last session to help him pass that?
You may.
So, one success or I just still one failure and I don't get another failure.
Just reroll.
Okay. That's better. 13.
That is a success. So, as you guys see Champra go down, these now three creatures, one attacking the other, a loud boom is heard behind you. And...
oh, nothing. I mean, not anything else.
What the hell is Durandal doing? Oh, that's not Durandal.
That is Durandal.
Oh, God, what are they doing?
Oh, no!
Send it!
And that's how an NPC died, everybody.
Right?
You guys, Tequil and Merlette, not knowing where the party had been, kind of searching around, you now, after finding the door, Durandal and Ront both helped bash it open. And Durandal ran down here with you. I need Merlette and Tequil to roll initiative.
Let's go.
Alright.
Not horrible. 12.
Okay. Merlette.
It's computer deciding and wants to think. 13.
Okay. And with that, we now go back to the top of the round. Ruin, what would you like to do?
Shit. I'm not looking good. I ain't got no heals either. Okay.
I think I go after you, so I got it.
So I'm gonna cast Zephyr Strike and shoot a D100 for the wild magic.
Yep.
Oh man, Ivan's gonna start somehow swimming now.
36.
All right, one second.
Oh. Yep.
Nothing that does damage. Please. 16 and I'm down. Gone.
Hey, Myth, remember to roll it with the D&D Beyond because it'll show up on the game log. I have that up on the thing being recorded, so.
I did roll it on D&D Beyond. What happens?
All right, so here's what happens. I need you to roll a D10.
A 10.
You age by 10 years.
Holy. Oh,
that's fine. It like barely affects her. She goes by Elven years.
Not much.
I am now 284.
There's all right. A single gray hair in your hair now.
But I will still shoot A with advantage. Okay. And that is going to be a 26 to hit.
26 hit.
Okay. That's going to be max damage of 11. So he'll take 5 because they're resistant. And then 7 force damage from the Zephyr Strike.
Very well. Your hit hits him and he dissolves into a pile of goo.
Yeah. Okay. Whew. Okay. That's it.
All right. Ivan, it is your turn.
I have a question, DM. If I just kind of floated over and popped a good berry in Champra's mouth, would that count as a bonus action, action, or free action?
I would give it the same ruling that I give with giving potions. Bonus action to drink a potion yourself or eat a berry. Action to feed it to somebody else.
Okay. What if I, like, basketball player, you know...
Hooped it?
Hooped it. I'm just kidding.
Baldur's Gate would not be able to chew at that point.
It goes mouth and goes, thanks, man.
Yeah, I'm just going to pop a good berry so it doesn't cause magic and burn up a spell slot. So you are now up with 1 hit point, Champra. I have 4 good berries left. And now I am going to use one of my free uses of Guiding Bolt on the one closest to Champra, which is...
If you remember, that one is...
Oh, yeah,
that one's under my control.
That one. All right, here it comes. I missed. Yeah, damn it.
Yep. I do need you to roll a d20 for me.
I know what I did.
Is it technically casting the spell if he's using it from his feature?
I mean, it's still casting the spell.
Yeah, it's still casting the spell.
I just get 2 free casts.
It is different than Divine Smite.
I got 8.
Okay, you are good.
Okay.
Nothing happens.
Nothing happened. Okay, is that the end of your turn?
Yes, that is the end of my turn. Actually, wait, no, I still have movement. I am going to see if Champra is willing to let me pull him away. Champra, do you mind if I get you out of the danger zone here? You look really rough, man.
Mama, 10 more minutes, I'm still sleepy.
I don't want to use another good berry, so I'm just going to pull you. That'll be... bam. And that is all my movement.
No, Mama, okay. I'm not ready for chores.
You gotta sweep the floors, Chambra.
Oh, no.
The lizards. The lizards shit everywhere.
Oh, no!
All right, that's the end of my turn.
Merlette, it is your turn. What you see and what you have entered is a tomb, and the next door is open, and you do see these spectral beings here, and Ivan dragging Champer back and Ruin casting a spell. So what would you like to do?
We do shout. This one is friend. For the moment. Nope.
So if I wanted to figure out if these could be harmed by... like, I guess I'll shout. Can these be harmed by normal weapons?
A little bit!
Fire
doesn't
do much.
It's a little bit.
I guess I see... I think that's as far as I can go. Yep. Okay. I'll take a shot at B.
Okay.
My crossbow. And since Zod is next to him, I think that counts as a sneak attack. Alright. 25 to hit.
5 hits.
That is 11 piercing damage. And 5 sneak attack damage.
Okay.
Which is true damage.
And that's... That's it.
Okay. Very well. Next up in the order is Tiku.
Okie dokie. So, remind me again what I'm looking at here. What are these guys?
You are in a tomb. These purple guys right here, they are ghostly purple figure. They are specters.
Okay. Far away, would you say they are? They're within 60 feet, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you guys, I just wanted to use the spell really bad. Right in between them, I'm gonna cast a spell. Hopefully it goes off, we'll see. Second level, Nathair's Mischief.
Okay.
And what is going to happen is, I'll let you know in a second. After I roll this handy dandy D4. That is a 1. The smell of apple pie fills the air, and each creature in that cube must succeed a wisdom saving throw, or they become charmed.
Okay.
That's a 20 foot cube.
Yes, sir.
So you are doing it right here, correct?
Yes, sir.
Oh, God!
So... Kazad and... Ruin.
Couldn't he technically put it here and not touch either of them?
And not hit either of us.
Okay. So we will roll for B first. That is a 9, so that one fails.
Fails.
So now that one is charmed. And that is a 3. Kazad, does anything happen to that?
Let me look and see. Must obey my commands for up to 24 hours. I mean, it's already under my command, so I wouldn't necessarily say it's charmed as much as it's like compelled. Like I'm in direct control of what this thing can do.
Okay,
so the ruling for that is you can only be affected by a single instance of the same spell slash effect. If two are present, the higher level one prevails. Where his is a channel divinity and Teagle's is a spell, I'm not sure how that would work.
I feel like his would be more powerful. No, that's given to him by a god, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think his would overpower Teagle's charm on this one, but
okay.
This one would still be charmed by Teagle, and this one's still charmed by you.
Yeah.
Alright, so it is now charmed by you. Do you wish to move closer, or what? Is there anything else you'd like to do?
I'm chilling.
Okay.
I got my big shield in front of me, so I'm alright.
Alright. Flaffle.
Hello.
It is your turn.
Still both charmed, so combat's technically over, right? So I can just loot.
If you wish. Yeah, I mean, you would understand this thing is not looking good at all. It is barely holding it. Also, Tico, can I get a d20 roll for me?
Oh, no.
You're kidding me. You are.
No.
Resolve this first. What is it?
Hold on.
I need you to roll.
Is there anything?
Okay. I was going to say, I already burned my DM token saving Chompro, okay. So sorry.
I don't have lucky, so yeah.
You could use your DM token to reroll.
I have a DM token?
Everybody got one at the... Oh, yeah, you weren't there, but yeah, everybody got one at the end of last session.
Nah, I'm gonna take it in the chin.
Okay. Roll a D100 for me.
Been nice knowing you, Teagle.
Nice knowing some of us.
Hey, it's all good.
He's gonna fireball all of us.
And...
N?
That's why I stayed back here. Yeah. That's what happens.
Right. Okay. You cast Magic Missile at 5th level.
Oh, God. What are the targets?
You cast the spell.
Oh, okay. So I'd like that's to... Champra, even... no, I'm just fucking with you. I'll attack the one I charm.
Okay.
What do I do for that exactly?
Roll
1d4 plus 1.
Well, it depends on the DM. So he's having you roll 6d4. So then you add 1 to each one of those. So you add 6 to the end total.
Yeah, 64 plus
6. Yeah.
Eight. Safe to say they're dead.
That is
28
damage. Jesus.
How would you like to do this?
You know, I had something ready, but I'm not gonna lie, that 5th level magic missile, I got a brain fart going now.
I kind of feel like you pulled out a chocolate machine gun and just started going off.
This thing just gets fucking just RoboCop. Just a Tommy gun? My Eagle with magic missile.
An astral Tommy gun appears. I'm sorry, a Fae. So a Fae Tommy gun appears and shoots 5... large chocolate bars at this creature, effectively rendering it useless.
I didn't know ghosts were allergic to chocolate.
Holy shit. Alright, and with that, you guys have finished combat.
I
immediately dives in the tomb next to him to look for goodies.
Yeah, I'm going to pull Champra further out of this room and set him down here and, you know, call for Ruin.
Can we go to the meadow today?
Ruin, are you okay? How bad are you?
I hurt.
Well, I'm not 100% sure on how I can fix that, but you...
I don't think there's anything you can do to fix it. I think it just needs some sleep.
Ruin,
can I go?
You look like you aged.
She did.
Rude.
You may.
I'm just saying.
Since all of these guys are kind of dead or under my control, Kazad's also going to kind of loot this room real quick, too, see if there's anything of value that made that fight worth this effort.
Okay. All right, so...
In here, actually, my fault. I'm going to let him do his own thing. Can I, like, look around and see if I see any familiar symbols? Like, if I recognize
you may.
Whose tomb make, this may be?
Yeah, make an investigation check. Flaffle, if you remember correctly, this tomb here... pushed back once you hit the button.
Ah.
And...
I thought I would have run to this one.
Okay. Very well. Give me a strength check to push the coffin.
I thought it was already open.
No, these three did not open.
No. Yeah.
Well, so this one's open.
I'm gonna give Flapple the help action on that. Because if there's anything else in these, I want him to be in the way first.
Oh, dang.
I mean, he did cause this.
To an extent.
So I rolled a 21 for the investigation.
Okay. No, nothing that you would recognize at all. This seems to be the tomb of a old noble. And that is all you can gather from the paintings and stuff like that.
Everybody, I really think we should take a long, like, a very, very, very long rest here.
Yeah.
Okay, that gives me a chance to loot.
Just don't cause any more monsters, that. Please. Yeah. Champra and Ruin can't take another fight.
Yeah. I'm gonna walk up to Champra, and I'm going to burn, like, my entire lay on hands pool. So Champer, you get 15 hit points back.
I'm gonna remind you, he got life drained. He has two max, and he's at one.
In that case, I'm gonna give him like an extra
just
point
one
of
point.
Health. So he's back at his like max.
He's back
point.
At his
so
max
yeah,
HP.
Thank you for
just
catching
depressing.
That for me.
Yeah, I just didn't want you to burn all of that. I was like, we need that. Yeah.
All right, Flaffle.
And then he's going to turn around and lock eyes with Ruin, and he says, I'm not healing you because you won't learn anything if I do.
Actually, I don't think you can. She said,
you can't heal me right now, and I didn't fucking do anything. I'm not the one who pushed the button.
You let us all in here by yourself.
You all left me alone.
Flaffle's the one who pushed the button.
I was unsupervised. I am essentially a child. You are all terrible guardians.
He's not wrong.
It's okay, Flaffle. We expect this from you.
Thank you.
You're doing great, sweetie.
From nobody.
Thank you.
Damning me.
Just go to sleep, Champra. It'll be okay.
Okay, good night.
Champra.
Alright, Flaffle.
Just
here
following
is
me around.
Yep, here's what you find. You find a plate. A pure gold plate with platinum filigree.
Oh, shiny. Throw it in the bag.
Okay. Now, do you wish to open this one?
Yeah.
Make a strength check. And I do believe Kazad said he would give you the help action.
I'm going to say, I'll look over at Kazad and go, Oppie?
Yeah, and I'm gonna come give him the help action, but I'm also kind of standing back, like I'm reaching over him to push so that I can stand back.
Okay.
So help action, does that mean that he's rolling with me or I'm rolling with advantage?
You roll with advantage.
It's a 5.
With advantage?
With advantage, yeah. Five and a 4. Flav was just sitting there, like, pushing, going, and it's just like, his feet sliding up from under him.
Nice. This Darendil will walk up.
My liege!
Well, hello, Flaffle.
Hello, Flav. Can you help?
It's a bad idea. Don't do it.
This tomb belonged to a lord that I'm sure has slighted you in the past and taken many of your things, and it could be here in this tomb.
All of the pictures depict the woman.
So, like,
real quick. I heard you say something about paintings. While they're all doing this, Tico would like to slowly but carefully cut out all the paintings and roll them up for later.
They're not those kind of paintings. They're like paintings on a wall.
They're
like
carvings.
I mean, if you're willing to put in the effort,
start chipping away. Oh, I mean, actually, I have hammer and nails, so I will, spikes, yeah. I'm gonna start working on that.
Okay.
Get something out of this, buddy.
Jeez.
Make
a burglary check. I don't know.
Sleight of hand?
What? Yeah, sleight of hand?
Hey, yo.
Are you proficient with a...
Mason's tools?
Yeah.
To be fair, it's DIY Mason tools. So, is he proficient with DIY at all? Because...
No.
That'll get him where he needs to go.
I mean, I'm a jack of all trades.
Fair. Bards do have that ability.
Roll.
If it helps, my sleight of hand was a 21.
Jesus. Alright, this will take you multiple hours, and this is what you will be doing.
Alright, at the very least, I at least want the closest thing that looks like an insignia of like what this noble family was or represented, whatever.
Okay. Alright.
Ruin is watching this in horrified awe.
Yes. Jesus.
They're very dedicated Darindale. To this looting thing.
I just want a grave rob.
Sure you do, buddy.
I'm going to sleep.
Okay, night night. Be ready for the ghost that I summon.
Alright.
I'm joking, Darindale. Can you please open?
Facepalm.
What ghost?
He's not... Don't...
The ones we just vanquished in your name, my lord.
The one following Kazad around as he yells into the room.
No, he's a good guy. Can you open this one, though?
I will do my best.
I know you will, buddy.
Alright. That is a... That's a 19. That's... Alright. So... Level he will go around and just open these, so I'll get Frank Chase here in just a second. That one holds an ewer made of beaten gold worth 25 GP and a walking stick that is made of varnished yew with a golden handle shaped like a scorpion.
Ooh. Toss it in the bag, runs to the next one. Also, are there bones in this?
There are. There are actual, like, mummified creatures in this.
Cool. Flaffle's going to pick the heads of everyone.
Okay.
We've now evolved from grave robbing to desecrating.
There are no lines.
I'm just glad Ruin is asleep.
Ivan is pretty sure this belongs to a drow, so he doesn't really care.
Not at all.
That one contains an onyx ring,
ooh,
a silver necklace, and two azurites and a carnelian. And then the final one. God, he's rolling hot fire right now. You find two gold bracelets, a ceremonial wand, and that is made of chiseled ivory. And then this right here is a staircase down.
Okay. Fluffle's gonna run down, high-five Darindale, or stand there until Darindale high-fives him.
I'm not sure what this... Do you want me to touch your hand?
Yes, so you take your hand and you touch your hand to my hand, but we do it at the same time with a bit of a swift motion until we make a clapping noise.
Very well. He will give you a high five.
Hooray!
Odd. No matter, for my servants, I am willing to help.
Absolutely. Same for me. For my servants, I'm always willing to help. Okay, bye!
Help us get to a grave faster. Room.
And I would like to lay out everything that I've just picked up and slowly begin casting Identify on all of them.
Okay.
Hey, that walking cane, when I see, when Ivan sees it, does that ring any drow family bells?
Make a history check.
Not good at that. Guidance. A 12 plus 4. D4. 2. Actually, 4, 14.
Not any drow... Nothing that you would be aware of, no.
I am
no gonna... families, no matrons, nothing.
I'm gonna wake up, Ruin. Hey, wake up real quick, just a moment. He brought a whole bunch of stuff out from those coffins. Does any of it ring any bells, seeing how you made us all come down here?
Flaffle begins putting them back in the bag.
I'm gonna go look at the stuff.
Flaffle quickly throws it all back in the bag. What stuff?
He had this weird walking cane with a scorpion on it, like a gold scorpion.
Damn it, Ivan. You're beginning to get tied with Sereth again.
You didn't tell me. I couldn't tell anybody. You gotta tell me those things.
You're a drow, not a rat.
She picks Grim up by the scruff of his neck and hands him to Flaffle. Let me see the stuff, or you don't get to pet him again.
Oh, that's very mean. Ivan, you're almost tied with Ruin now.
Is that good or bad?
You're still the best boy. Flaffle pulls out the plate and sets it on the ground. And the walking stick and the ewer. That's everything.
Make a deception check.
I'm gonna insight that.
It's 21.
Mine's a 22.
Oh, okay. I was gonna tap guidance on her. But she doesn't.
She just kind of narrows her eyes.
I pull out the two gold bracelets and set them down, and then the two Azurites and the Carnelian.
Okay. Alright, now I'm gonna look this stuff over. I'm not great at investigation or anything like that, but what role do I need to make?
Make a history check.
Okay. Yeah, that's a 9.
It is all unfamiliar to you as well. In fact, so unfamiliar, in fact, that it does not appear to be drow-esque in nature.
It doesn't even look drow to me.
Okay, you don't need it then. Puts it back in the bag.
I thought it kind of did. I mean, this place kind of looks drow-ish, right? I mean, what other noble people live down here? As he says, with quote-unquote...
Dragons?
Ivan, I lived in a forest.
I think the only dragon I know of is a fat one.
And a little one.
I've heard of that one.
That is true. You are quite the stinky dragon.
I lived in a forest for 210 years. I don't really know much about drow society.
Well,
I've lived in a cave for 10.
What I've seen, it sucks.
It does. But you're the one that got called down here, supposedly, right? Right?
Well,
Lord down here?
I heard a woman calling for help.
Well, we probably just murdered her ghost.
Yeah, one of them.
I'm sorry, there is something I missed. And Flaffle pulls out four of the heads and sets them down. Do you want to look at those?
Do they look familiar to you?
Flaffle picks one up, kind of shoves his hand in it.
Do you recognize me, Ruin?
Oh my god.
can I roll another history check?
If you want to.
I'm gonna tap guidance on that.
I'm gonna roll this at disadvantage because she's kind of horrified by this.
I'm still slapping guidance on you.
That's fine. It's... okay. An 18 plus 4. for 22.
Sounds like you recognize him. With Flapple's mouth in your hand, a hand in their mouth. Just kidding.
Even with a 22, you're not sure.
Rowan, it's me, your great-grandmother Esther. I lived in a forest for 500 years.
On a weird off chance.
Back in my day, I lived in. I
lived in. See if I get like any kind of vision from it.
It just Flapple. That reminded me of like old people going. Back in my day, I walked backwards and sideways up a hill to school.
I used to walk all the way across the Underdark through the snow
just to get into the woods again.
Ruin, how would you go about trying to get a vision?
I'd be like, Flavel, give me the head.
Okay.
He hands him the head. Pulls out another head, shoves his hand in it.
Oh, that's...
Hello, it's me, your great-grandfather Bernard.
Sit up against the wall and like, try to center myself and, I don't know, just keep my hands on this gross, mummified head.
I am going to resistance her. That means any saving throw, and then I'm also going to guidance her for any ability check. She can add a d4 to it. I cannot do that. They are concentration.
That's what I was gonna ask. bless is gone.
Is this? I'm guessing. I'm good at guidance. Just gonna throw guidance onto her to guide her through her meditation. As then I go over and start looking at the skulls. Tell her you can do this. We all believe in you. Find out why you dragged us down here and had Flaffle almost kill us all.
All right.
Like a self-insight check.
Have people stopped paying attention to Flaffle now?
I mean, I went back over to Flaffle.
Roll a d20 for me and add the d4.
And I'm going to start mending one of the other mummified skulls to see if I can bring it into more better condition.
18
total?
Yes.
Okay. You focus your abilities on the head, and nothing happens.
Okay.
Was that that check done with guidance?
Yeah.
Okay, I see the D4.
She tosses the head back to Flaffle.
Hooray!
Can I go back to sleep now?
Nobody tried to wake you up.
I did.
Ivan woke me up.
Ivan!
Holding the skull while mending it. I'm sorry.
Hold out your hand.
No!
Hold out your hand.
You're gonna bite me!
No!
Deception check.
No deception. Level 7.
Okay.
Stops mending and holds hand out.
I just reach my hand out and give a little pop. No.
Guiding bolt, not just but yeah. Ow! That's not nice.
You're trying to waking people up when they're trying
figure
to
out
happy.
Why we're down here.
To find all the cool loot.
No.
Okay.
Yes.
So you all are attempting to take a long rest here?
Before they do, when everyone kind of dozes off, Flaff's going to pull out all the items and quickly cast Detect Magic on them.
Fuck.
Okay.
So beating away at that wall.
I need a d20 roll.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm just going to be, like, off in this corner over here with my ghost.
Okay.
It's 14.
Okay. You sense no magic from any of these.
Huh. Well, it's money for later. Shoves it back in the back.
How far is the range on that?
I was about to ask. It is 30 feet.
You sense something as you're looking around with it through this door here.
What school of magic is it from, if any?
You are unsure.
Everybody's kind of asleep right now.
Yes.
I would like to do something really quick.
Yeah, so, before this goes on, is there anything else anybody would like to do?
Let's say after Flaffle is a detective magic and goes to move, Flaffle, you feel eyes on you. And you feel the eyes of Mr. Bingo, who is standing right underneath your feet, looking up at you, and you swear he looks angry.
Well, hey there, little fella.
And he chuffs, he goes like, and he points his little finger at Shampra, and you swear you can see little lizard tears coming out, and then he flops his tail at you and sassily walks back to Shampra.
Grim also lifts his head up and looks at Flaffle and says, "Not a good idea, mate."
I couldn't agree more. And Flaffle kind of creaks the door open and peers in.
Okay.
What I mean?
Steakle's... What did... Steakle's still beating that wall?
I would say during this point, yes, you are. It is going to take a while to get that out. You are going to be able to get a long rest.
Well, no, that's not good. I was just making sure that everybody knows that you just hear that shit.
Yeah, like, I
there's
know.
Construction going on it's, in the back room.
it's why Ivan can't sleep.
Laugh when you see another door.
Damn it.
That's hilarious.
I feel like I've pushed my luck enough.
Ivan, before going to sleep, would use his Eyes of the Grave, which allows, as an action, you know the location of any undead within 60 feet of you that isn't behind troll cover and that isn't protected from divination magic until the end of your next turn. So I kind of just do a quick scan in all the rooms that are this room and this room for any undead.
You do not go downstairs, correct?
I peek downstairs. Like, I look down there to see 60 feet forward. I don't walk down them, no.
Okay. You do not sense anything.
Okay. Ivan's happy with that. Ivan goes and looks, stops, and, like, looks at Tickle, walks over, taps him on his little shoulder. You're doing a good job, but you're loud as shit. Please hurry. And gives you guidance.
Thanks, pal.
Flaffle wanders over to Shampra and kind of curls up beside him and goes to sleep.
Yeah, with that guidance, Tickle, you are able to just place your nail just low enough to where you can hit it perfectly and pop out the part that you had carved. And yeah, you do have the an insignia that is cast in marble. Painted on marble, nice. I should say. Okay. All right. Is anyone keeping watch?
I would.
Okay. May I get a perception check from you for the first shift?
Mm-hmm. Oh, guidance. I thought that was a 1. That's a 15.
Okay. First part is uneventful. Who will be taking second watch?
I am going to...
I'll go second.
Yeah.
I'll
do it. Ivan will get up and go over and kind of like knocking on a door very gently knocks on Kazad's head. Hello? Anybody awake?
Unfortunately, and he just snaps his eyes open and looks at you.
Your turn for watch.
Outstanding. Okay. Alright, so I'll go ahead and roll a perception check.
Yep, ruin as well.
Okay.
So, 14.
18.
Okay. With the 18 ruin, you sensed just the slightest movement of the dust that has been accumulated over many, many years of this being sealed. Kind of whisk through here and disappear through there. And then you hear a voice. Oh, please come save me.
You said it came, like, this way into down the stairs?
Yes.
That's some haunted doll shit. Just saying.
Please, I've been trapped for so long. Please? I promise nothing will hurt you.
Do I hear that at all?
Inside
or is it
just the voice?
I would say there is nothing to go off of. It is just a voice.
The tone?
That's fair. Yeah, roll an insight check.
No, I mean, that's not great. 11.
Yeah, I would say you might pick up a little something, but it's not enough to raise any concern.
I'm gonna look at Grim. Does Grim see that, hear that? I mean...
Grim just looks back at you and kind of cocks his head.
She just eyes the stairs and does not respond to the voice.
Okay. Kazad, you hear a voice as well.
Oh boy.
All right. Pat, I need a word real quick. Or I just need like a break real quick in the recording. Okay. All right. All right. Champion, hello. Do you hear me?
I'm going to look around and see if I'm seeing anything that makes sense to be talking to me. Like, is the ghost talking to me or what?
Nothing. Just telepathically.
In that case, I'm going to think really hard. What the hell's is going on?
You are about to be tricked. I actually can help you.
Some elaboration is required.
When you go down the stairs, open the tomb.
You want me to... You, a disembodied voice in my mind, want me to open the tomb down the creepy stairs that was hiding in a sarcophagus that almost got me and my associates killed.
Yes, it is either that or you end up as a life force.
I'm gonna incite this if I can.
Okay.
Alright. Come on, give me something good. 18.
You do not sense any ill intentions in the voice. There are no key points to pick up on that would indicate they are lying.
He's just going to kind of sigh and lean his head back against this thing right here, and he's going to go, okay, assuming for a moment that I believe you, why are you helping me and why are you calling me champion? I am certainly anything but.
You will see when you open the tomb.
I dislike this with great intensity, but, I mean, at this point, I've already almost died once, so we will see what happens when I go down these stairs.
Please do. It is very dark.
Okay.
And may the moonlight guide you.
He's gonna kind of shake his head and he's gonna say, I'm sorry, fucking what?
You do not get a response.
Wait, did you say that last part out loud or was that still mentally?
That was out loud. That was absolutely 110%.
Ruin looks at him. What?
He's gonna kind of look at Ruin for a second, and he's mentally mulling over, should I say anything? She didn't really say anything when she let us in here, and we almost died, but at the same time, if I don't say anything, I'm being just as bad. He's thinking all of this.
Is that I heard a woman calling for help.
He does not remember that. So in his mind, it didn't happen. So he's thinking about it for a second, and he sighs, and he goes, there's something in here that just communicated with me.
Oh, did you hear the lady too?
Not a lady. It sounded like a man and said we were about to be tricked and that there was a casket or a tomb down the stairs that we needed to open, or that whatever is trying to trick us would most likely kill us. What lady?
The woman, she says she's been trapped here for a while.
He's gonna let out a long-suffering sigh, and he's just gonna say,
And with that, everyone can long rest.
Yeah, and, I get one spell back, two spells back.
And for those of you that lost maximum hit points, they are restored.
Woo!
Yay, you're not gonna die.
Ruin really immediately wakes up, gets feeble-minded.
Up in chat.
That's what I did to her on Monday.
Okay. All of you wake up fully restored. What would you like to do?
So, are we leaving the creepy killer tomb?
No, oh, absolutely not. We need to go through this door.
Yeah. Azad is going to relay. Yeah. Kazad's going to relay all of the information that he was given or that happened during his watch.
Wait, you said May the moon guide you. So that means down the stairs is a good person, right? They said moon? Moon?
Assuming, of course, that they aren't lying to us.
Oh,
yes.
He yells from the next corridor. I'll find out.
Can you not wander off by your fucking self?
Yeah, I got, immediately running after Ivan.
I got Merlet. It's okay.
I guess I'm going with him.
Yep, come on, Merlet.
I'll go with him as well.
All right.
Zod's just going to let out a long-suffering sigh, and he's going to follow after them.
Are we really going to leave Flaffle and Chamber alone?
Okay, so...
Oh, God, no. I'll stay with them.
Okay.
Are we splitting the party?
Are we really going to split the party?
Are you doing
this,
it?
This is not splitting the party. This is allowing one of them to die.
Why are you all going to do for effect? There is magic behind this door.
And
there's magic down here.
Yeah, there's a talking person that said that they something about the moon. Moon be good. Follow the moon.
Flava looks over at Teekle and Champra. They've lost their mind.
All I know is whatever we find down here, so we split between the three of us.
I agree. How are you feeling this morning, Champra?
Champra, he almost got you killed.
But Flava, let me remind you that you hitting that button yesterday put everyone in danger. So maybe we take things one at a time rather than, I don't know, go explore more things where there's more buttons you're going to press without asking anyone.
I agree. If Flaffle opens the door, they should follow us.
Make a strength check.
Oh, no.
Flaffle's greatest enemy.
Nine.
Door.
You go running into the door and try to push it open. You try with your hands, you try with your shoulder, all of it. Nothing.
I'll show you how it's done. Can I try?
You surely may.
Gets a nat one, somehow gets thrown 30 feet.
12.
12? The same thing.
Oh.
Lava reaches into the bag and pulls out a stick of dynamite.
No!
Thank God Jeffra stayed there.
Right.
All right. So while this is going on,
this door.
While this is going on, the rest of you make your way down to this tomb.
Oh, that's a.
You see a gilded sarcophagus resting atop a stone pier along the west wall. So this right here.
That's a big. It's a big tomb there. That's a big sarcophagus. Is this what we were looking for?
Are there any doors down here? Can I make a perception check?
Before you can, a shadowed figure raises.
Oh, no.
From the tomb.
Oh, so this is how Flaffle felt.
With the words, "Your death will be me freedom from this prison."
Oh, great.
Zod is... going
it said
to
open
immediately
the tomb, right?
Try to open that sarcophagus.
Okay.
Do I need like a strength or athletics or what?
Wait.
Well,
I
got
to provide the help action.
That was a female voice, right?
It was.
I'm gonna look to Ruin. Is that the person who told you to come down here? Because fuck her.
Uh-huh.
Fuck her, so, Ruin.
I'm just hoping Kazad pushed the fucking sarcophagus open.
All right. What do you need from me, Brim? Or Hulk, sorry.
Well, actually, as the shadow creature rises and those words pierce your minds. Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.